Brick or no brick, pick a charger for all. In a Wall Street Journal by Joanna Stern. Friends, journal readers, and iPhone owners, lend me your ears. I come to bury Apple's white iPhone charging cube, not to praise it. On Tuesday, Apple said its new iPhone 12 models will no longer come with a charging brick or earbuds in the box. Now, Apple will only include a USB to C lightning charging cable. It will sell its 20-watt charger for $19 and a new $39 MagSafe wireless charger designed for the new iPhones, but compatible with older ones. Bye-bye, little brick. There are two ways to look at this. Way number one, this is outrageous. A company worth over $2 trillion is selling phones that cost nearly $1,400 apiece, and it wants to pay more to charge them? Way number two, this is great. Bring your own charger, BYOC, is what you should have been doing all along. No surprise, I fall into number two. With the arrival of new technologies that sound like they belong in Defense Department briefing, i.e. GAN, PD, USB-C, the market is stacked with smaller, speedier charging bricks capable of simultaneously powering all your gadgets. No more packing a charger for each device. Besides, there are some handy new wireless charging options, too. I spent the past few weeks testing nearly 30 bricks and wireless pads. Whether you're planning to buy a new iPhone or streamlining your power plan for older gear, getting the best charger doesn't mean running up your charge card. If you loved Apple's 5-watt charger for its cute design that didn't block power outlets, get ready to be happy. You can get 4 times the power in the same size brick. The Apple 5-watt took nearly 2 hours to charge my iPhone 11's battery to 50%. The 20-watt, $20 Aki Mini and Anker Nano took 30 minutes. Apple's 20-watt charger should be just that fast, but I haven't tested it yet. Watts up with that. Literally, watts. According to my test, the iPhone 11 is capable of receiving up to 22 watts during its fast charging period. That is, to about the 50% mark. It gets more power faster with a 20-watt charger. Remember, while higher wattage chargers can have that benefit, charging speed is governed by the phone's software to protect the battery. And a 30-watt charger, or a 100-watt charger, doesn't have a huge speed advantage over a 20-watt one. This new crop of small chargers uses USB-C versus the traditional USB port, aka USB-A. USB-C is capable of much faster power transfer. Plus, the ports and cables are all reversible, so you never again have to worry about the plugging in upside down dance. And although, unlike virtually every other gadget, iPhones haven't moved to USB-C. Their new cords have lightning on one end and USB-C on the other, so they'll work with the latest charging bricks. Another big reason for the speed? Power delivery, or just PD. This standard is like a conversation between the charger and the phone. Once they're connected, the charger inquires about the phone's max power, then tries to send that. Then the phone's battery hits a certain percentage, usually around 70%. The phone's software regulates the speed. From that point, the time to 100% can take longer. Best for all gadgets. Charging your phone is easy. The real charger holy grail is that single brick that powers it all. Just picture it. One wall socket powering up your phone, laptop, tablet, AirPods, smartwatch, and sundry other tech whatchamacallits at the same time. These multi-port chargers have gotten faster thanks to USB-C. smarter thanks to PD, and smaller thanks to GAN, a new technology nicknamed after a semiconductor made from gallium nitride. Instead of the typical silicon, gallium nitride is 40% more energy efficient and doesn't generate as much heat when in use, says Gene Sheridan, chief executive of Novatus Semiconductor, which makes the key component for most GaN chargers. When shopping for GaN chargers, often denoted in the product listing, look at two things, the ports and the wattage. I tested a number of 60-watt GaN chargers with two USB-C ports. That was fast enough to charge my iPhone 11 and iPad Pro at the same time. It was fine for charging a 13-inch MacBook Pro on its own. My favorite of all those was the $53 Anker PowerPort 3 2-port. But the newer 100-watt options will give you more power to dole out, and they've come down in price. Heck, the $57 100-watt Aukey Omnia Mix 4 4-port charger with two USB-C ports and two USB-A ports is smaller, cheaper, and more powerful than Apple's $69 60-watt MacBook Pro charger. Spotting differences between these chargers on Amazon is like trying to taste the difference between Poland Spring and Aquafina. Even the testing results were similar. I recommend buying from established brands like Anker, Belkin, and Aukey, all of which offer customer service and proper safety certifications for their chargers. Best wireless chargers. It's going to be years before you can do away with cords. Wireless charging still has limitations. Older iPhones can get only 7.5 watts of power wirelessly, and even with the improvements to the iPhone 12, it can get only 15 watts when paired with a MagSafe charger. A big issue with wireless charging is that if your device isn't aligned in the sweet spot of the charging pad, it can't get power efficiently or at all. Many wireless chargers pull plenty of power from the outlet that doesn't make it to the device. The iPhone 12s have a magnetic disc that aligns them with the MagSafe charger. While the MagSafe supports the Qi wireless standard, so you can put an older iPhone or Android phone on it, you won't get the fast 15-watt speeds. It's limited to 7.5 watts output. The craziest part? Even if you buy a MagSafe, you need a USB-C charging brick to plug it into the wall.